From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Wrangell Justin reports in the Times Union that State Inspector General Lucy Lang's office released a report on November 30th that says that the state's prison agency used unreliable drug screening tests that produced false positive results. More than 2,000 inmates received disciplinary sanctions because of those false positive results. Corrections officials blamed unclear and misleading instructions with the test for the large number of false positives. Prison officials would often not wait to confirm the results through a laboratory, which the company explicitly recommended, but used the initial results to punish inmates. The report said, and I quote, "The consequences stemming from the deficiencies in the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision's contraband testing program may be far-reaching, and the punishments included solitary confinement and special housing unit, SHU cell confinement, keep lock, delays in parole eligibility, loss of privileges, including commissary, telephone, and receipt of packages, loss of access to prison rehabilitation programs, loss of good time parole credit and family visitation rights, missed parole interviews, and other adverse effects on Board of Parole decisions," end quote. More than 2,220, and I quote, guilty, end quote, charges for drug possession, nearly 70%, were later modified because they came from the Cerci-NARC-2 field test. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Jack Arpey reports in New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill into law on November 30th that bars long-term care facilities from discriminating against any resident because of their actual or perceived sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, or HIV status. Hochul said, and I quote, "New York seniors should be able to live their lives with the dignity and respect they deserve, free from discrimination of every kind. LGBTQIA+ and HIV-positive seniors are among our most vulnerable populations, and today we are taking steps to ensure that all New Yorkers, regardless of who they are, who they love, or their HIV status, find safety and support in places where they need it most. Hate will never have a place in New York," end quote. December 1st is World AIDS Day. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that Bard College's pre-professional graduate orchestra, the Orchestra Now, appears in a new Netflix film, Maestro, starring Bradley Cooper as the renowned composer and conductor Leonard Bernstein. They perform Beethoven's Eighth Symphony in the film, recreating a 1989 Tanglewood performance by Bernstein with a youth orchestra. The Orchestra Now executive director Kristen Rocker said, and I quote, "We arrived in Tanglewood to shoot our performance. After going through hair and makeup, the students headed on to the stage, where they worked for several hours with the Metropolitan Opera's music director, Maestro Yannick Nezet-Seguin, rehearsing and recording Beethoven's Symphony No. 8, end quote. The Maestro is in some theaters now and will be streaming on Netflix on November 20th. And you can read more about this story in Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.